This week, Introduction to City Cycling, Jan. 23, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. via Zoom. Hosted by Fraser Valley Regional Library and Hub Cycling, bikehub.ca, this free workshop is the perfect introduction to cycling best practices for people looking to gain knowledge about how to bike safely around the city. The webinar covers the rights and responsibilities of cyclists and looks at various traffic scenarios encountered in city cycling. Participants will learn how to share the road and communicate with other road users, how to take their bike on transit, types of biking gear, and how to plan a safe route. Registration is required at fvrl.bc.ca. Board Game Cafe, Jan. 25, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. at George Mackey Library, 8440 112th Street. Hosted by Fraser Valley Regional Library. Bring your favorite board games or use library board games and enjoy playing with friends, family, or new friends. Enjoy some hot chocolate in a cozy setting, with music and a fire log burning on a big screen. Program is free and open to kids, teens, and adults. Raising Bilingual Children Workshop, January 27, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. at George Mackey Library, 8440 112th Street. Are you a parent or caregiver of a child growing up with English and another language? Are you concerned that your child may lose their home languages or not learn English properly? Join presenter Anne Rimrot, Ph.D., for this free workshop to get answers to your questions about raising multilingual children, as well as hands-on strategies and information. You will learn practical strategies to address the challenges of raising children bilingually, receive expert answers to questions about your unique situation, and create an action plan to reach your family's language goals. Anne is a parent of children growing up with English, German, Bosnian, and French, and a language acquisition expert with a PhD in linguistics. Knowing the practical side of juggling four languages in her own family on the one hand and the theoretical research on language acquisition on the other, Anne knows the joys and challenges of bilingual families. She is in a unique position to support families in raising children with two or more languages. Comedy, middle-aged boy band, a music parody and comedy show. January 31, 2025, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. at Genesis Theater, 5005 45th Avenue. Remember these guys? Neither do we. But guess what? The greatest boy band that never was is hitting the road with their much-anticipated Dream Reunion Tour, and it's going to be a riot. These nearly famous pop stars are back, struggling to hit those high notes, battling receding hairlines, and embracing their aging bods with pride. Get ready to laugh your face off with Middle-Aged Boy Band, the uproariously funny comedy show that takes a hilarious swipe at the iconic boy bands of yesteryear. Think NSYNC, New Kids on the Block, and One Direction. It's Whose Line Is It Anyways meets the Backstreet Boys. Expect an unforgettable night of improv comedy that will have you in stitches as some of Canada's sharpest improv comedians take the stage, whipping up side-splitting comedy based on your suggestions. They'll belt out improvised love ballads that'll make your heart flutter with laughter. Sure, their dance moves are basic, but hey, so are they. Tickets are $43.94, taxes, fees included. At eventbrite.ca/middle-aged-boy-band-a-music-parody-comedy-show-tickets-10610656589.music, open stage. Last Friday of the month, January 31st. 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at North Delta Center for the Arts, 11425 84th Avenue. Entertain and be entertained. Share the stage with a variety of singers, musicians, poets, actors, and dancers in this intergenerational monthly evening. Performing not your thing? Then sit back and enjoy the show. Doors open at 6:30 p.m., show starts at 7 p.m. Admission is $5 for performers and non-performers. Light refreshments served. Register at cityofdelta.perfectmind.com. Delta Ukulele Circle. First Saturday of the month, February 1st, 2:30 p.m. to 5 p.m. at North Delta Center for the Arts, 11425 84th Avenue. Led by Gary Sear, the Delta Ukulele Circle is an enthusiastic, welcoming, and supportive crowd of music lovers with an appreciation for the ukulele. This tiny instrument provides a unique opportunity for individuals wanting to play and enjoy music together with others in a very social setting. Admission is $5. Doors open at 2 p.m. Circle starts at 2:30 p.m. Register at cityofdelta.perfectmind.com. More information at deltayukes.com. Couloir. February 11, 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. at North Delta Center for the Arts, 11425 84th Avenue. The City of Delta and Vancouver Chamber Music Society invite you to enjoy an afternoon of beautiful music in this next installment of the 2024-2025 North Delta Matinee Series. Known for being deeply connected to the moment of creation both with their own instruments and each other, Ariel Barnes, first solo cellist of the Nuremberg Symphony, and Heidi Crutzen, principal harp of the Philharmonia Orchestra in London, form the duo Couloir. Dedicated to 21st century art music, Couloir's passion lies in creating fresh music with today's leading composers through the magical, kaleidoscopic sound world of cello and harp. Both Barnes and Crutzen have developed international presence as soloists, chamber musicians and orchestral leaders, concertizing regularly in Europe, North America and Asia to critical acclaim. Described as music's new rare pair, and de facto ambassadors of Canadian music, the Georgia Strait Couloir's work in the realm of contemporary music is a distillation of their artistic personalities, providing a corridor for what they love most about making music, storytelling. Tickets are $27.96 at eventbrite.com. Academy Chamber Players Present, Music of Twilight. April 15, 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. at North Delta Center for the Arts, 11425 84th Avenue. The City of Delta and Vancouver Chamber Music Society invite you to enjoy an afternoon of beautiful music as part of the 2024-2025 North Delta Matinee Series. Join us for an evocative evening of chamber music with the Academy Chamber Players, featuring esteemed faculty members from the Vancouver Academy of Music, as they present Music of Twilight. This concert promises to take you on a journey through the delicate and introspective moments of dusk, featuring masterpieces by Luigi Boccherini, Guitar Quintet No. 4 in D Major, Fandango, G448, Maurice Ravel, Piano Trio in A Minor, and Arnold Schoenberg, Verklärte Nacht, Transfigured Night, Opus 4, for String Sextet. Experience the magic of twilight through the expressive power of these exceptional musicians. Tickets are $27.96 at eventbrite.com. Vancouver Cello Quartet, May 6, 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. at North Delta Center for the Arts, 11425 84th Avenue. The City of Delta and Vancouver Chamber Music Society invite you to enjoy an afternoon of beautiful music by the Vancouver Cello Quartet in the final show of the 2024-2025 North Delta Matinee Series. Formed in 2012, the Vancouver Cello Quartet is comprised of four dedicated professionals who perform original works and arrangements for cellos. This ensemble of classically trained players celebrates the unequaled sound of four cellos with the mission of creating an eclectic mix of repertoire for every concert, shaping the program according to each venue's interests while maintaining our commitment to musical diversity. Since their acclaimed debut, the quartet has quickly won the hearts of music lovers through their performances of staples of the classical music repertoire as well as contemporary and popular works, all of which showcase the limitless possibilities of the instrument they love. Tickets are $27.96 at eventbrite.com. Documentaries: The Road Taken, Feb. 27, 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Douglas J. Husband Discovery Center, 4450 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Join us for the Discovery Center's first-ever winter movie series. During the cold months of the year, we will be showing educational documentary films. For the February edition, in honor of Black History Month, we will be showing The Road Taken, a 1996 documentary directed by Selwyn Jacob. A bit about the film from NFB. This 1996 documentary takes a nostalgic ride through history to present the experiences of Black sleeping car porters who worked on Canada's railways from the early 1900s through the 1960s. There was a strong sense of pride among these men and they were well respected by their community. Yet, harsh working conditions prevented them from being promoted to other railway jobs until finally, in 1955, Porter Lee Williams took his fight to the union. Claiming discrimination under the Canada Fair Employment Act, the black workers won their right to work in other areas. Interviews, archival footage, and the music of noted jazz musician Joe Seeley, whose father was a porter, combined to portray a fascinating history that might otherwise have been forgotten. Reserve your seat for free at cityofdelta.perfectmind.com. Under the Willow Tree, Pioneer Chinese Women in Canada, March 13, 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Douglas J. Husband Discovery Center, 4450 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Visit the Discovery Center for our first-ever winter movie series. During the cold months of the year, we will be showing educational documentary films. For the March edition, in honor of Women's History Month, we will be showing the 1997 documentary Under the Willow Tree, Pioneer Chinese Women in Canada, directed by Dora Nip. A bit about the film from NFB, a rich and little-known part of Canadian history unfolds through the stories of the first Chinese women to come to Canada and of subsequent generations of Chinese-Canadian women. It is an amazing tale of courageous women who left behind their families, knowing they would never see them again, and of girls who were shipped off to the New World to marry men they had never met. These are the women who fought against the many forms of racism they faced in Canada while, at the same time, challenging sexism within their own communities. By passing on language, culture, and values to their children, these women defined what it means to be Chinese Canadian. Beautiful old photographs from family albums, the recollections of seven women who grew up in Canada in the first half of the 20th century, and the memories of narrator and director, Dora Nip, whose grandfather came to Canada in 1881 to build the railway, create a remarkable story of stunning impact. Reserve your seat for free at cityofdelta.perfectmind.com. Authors, writing. Writers' Circles. First Wednesday of the month, February 5, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at North Delta Center for the Arts, 11415 84th Avenue. First Sunday of the month, February 2, 12 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. at Douglas J. Husband Discovery Center, 4450 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Delta Literary Arts Society hosts these supportive gatherings for writers of all levels with prompts, optional sharing, and time for socializing led by caring and creative facilitators Anna Eastland, North Delta Dates, and Angela Rebreck, Ladner Dates. Sponsored by the City of Delta and Leah Bach and the Abodwell team. Ink Well Told, Feb. 22, 4 p.m. at North Delta Center for the Arts, 11415 84th Avenue. Ink Well Told is the Delta Literary Arts Society's free quarterly reading and conversation event series hosted at the North Delta Center for the Arts. Two guest writers and a host converse on a pre-selected topic, with plenty of opportunities for audience members to ask questions and interact with the host and guests. This is an amazing afternoon you will not want to miss. Sponsored by the City of Delta and Leah Bach and the Abodwell team. Other 2025 dates, May 10, September 27, and November 15. Hobbies, crafts, Valentine's card making, February 1, 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. at George Mackey Library, 8440 112th Street. Hosted by Fraser Valley Regional Library. Come to the library and enjoy making beautiful Valentine's Day cards, paper flowers, and love bugs for your loved ones. Supplies provided. Fraser Valley Quilt Guild Pop-Up Show, February 15, 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. At George Mackey Library, 8440 112th Street, view a display of modern, art, and traditional quilts by individuals and group members. Meet the quilters and enjoy interactive demonstrations of how quilts are made. Questions welcome. Browse and check out the display of library quilting books too. The Fraser Valley Quilters Guild is a nonprofit society whose purpose is to bring the joy of quilting to the public through shows, displays, and demonstrations, and to bring ideas and learning experiences to the members through workshops, guest speakers, and demonstrations. Guild meetings are held the second Tuesday of the month, September through June, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Trinity Lutheran Church, 11040 River Road in North Delta. Guests are always welcome, with a free drop-in for the first meeting. A $10 fee for non-members will apply when there is a special guest speaker to help cover costs. Family Fun, Films and Crafts, February 22, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. at George Mackey Library, 8440 112th Street, hosted by Fraser Valley Regional Library. Join us in making crafts and watching Canopy Kids movies with family and friends. Snacks are included, suitable for kids, teens, and adults. Knit and Stitch. Sundays, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. at George Mackey Library, 8441 112th Street. Hosted by Fraser Valley Regional Library. Pack up your needles and yarn and head to the library. Knitting, crocheting, quilting, embroidery, and weaving are fun ways to connect across the generations. Join members of all ages and abilities to share ideas and good conversation. This program does not involve instruction. Check out CreativeBug, creativebug.com/lib/FraserValley for instructional videos to help you learn these skills. Travel Talks. Second Wednesday of the month. February 12th, 1:30 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. at George Mackey Library, 8441 112th Street. Hosted by Fraser Valley Regional Library. No destination is too remote, and no adventure is too daunting. Join our free travel group as we explore great tourist destinations around the world. We will use travel guides, online resources, and other sources. Kids, Youth, Mackey Library Teen Advisory Group. First Thursday of the month, February 6th. 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at George Mackey Library, 8441 112th Street. TAG members help library staff develop teen-oriented programs, assist at library events, and act as library representatives in North Delta's teen community. Monthly meetings are a time to socialize and plan ahead. Membership is a resume booster and helps earn volunteer hours. Did we mention that there's free food? To join, fill out an application form and drop it off at the George Mackey Library. For ages 13 to 19, Lunar New Year, February 8th, 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. at George Mackey Library, 8441 112th Street. Hosted by Fraser Valley Regional Library. Join us in ringing in the Lunar New Year, this year of the snake, with crafts and a story about the Lunar New Year. For kids ages 5 to 12. For children under 10, parents must be present during the program. Register for free at fvrl.bc.ca. Seniors, drop-in technology help. Wednesdays, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Sawa Senator Town Center, 1249 56th Street. Elder College Delta offers drop-in technology help most Wednesdays. For further information or to register, please email eldercollegedelta@gmail.com. Senior Saturdays. Weekly from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. at George Mackey Library, 8441 112th Street. Fraser Valley Regional Library encourages seniors to drop by the George Mackey for a cup of tea and some conversation every Saturday. Surrey Singles Over 60. We are a friendly group that meet for dinners, cards, bowling, dancing, picnics, etc. We are based in the North Surrey, North Delta area. New members welcome. Call Julie at 604-218-2946. Community, Shred-A-Thon. March 1st, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., or until the truck fills up, at Scott Road and 64th Avenue. It's time to say goodbye to your paper piles, because Leah Bach and the Abodwell team's Shred-A-Thon is back. Why should you get excited? This isn't just any paper shredding event, it's a shredding party with a purpose. We're partnering with the North Delta Rotary Club, so shredding your old documents will help support some amazing causes. Talk about a win-win. Just bring your confidential documents, yes, even those old love letters, to the southeast corner of the Safeway parking lot and make a donation to help local Rotary initiatives like the Starfish Pack program, which provides weekend meals to children in need. Keep it reasonable, limit of 5 boxes per person, we're keeping count. It's time to declutter, clear your conscience, and do something good for the community. We'll see you there, Health, Wellness, Yin Yoga, every Monday, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. at DeltaSyst, 9097 120th Street. The main goal of Yin Yoga is to open joints, stretch deep tissue, and release deep, long-held emotion. In Yin Yoga, we learn how to better listen to our bodies, by allowing ourselves to slow down enough to listen to the clues from the unconscious mind of what is actually going on. We learn everything we need to know. Note: you will want to have a few pillows, couch, bed, or throw pillows will work fine, as well as a blanket or two to ensure you are nice and comfy as well as fully supported for your practice. Register by emailing Carly, carleaf@deltasyst.com, 2 days before the class. Restorative Yoga, every Wednesday, 7:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at DeltaSyst, 9097 120th Street. Restorative yoga is designed to provide support and help the body relax. Often referred to as active relaxation, we learn to fully support our physical bodies in order to allow for a gentle opening and softening into relaxation. Register by emailing carly@deltasyst.com, 2 days before the class. Hatha Yoga, Breath and Mindfulness Meditation. Every Thursday, 9:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. at DeltaSyst, 9097 120th Street. Whether you're seeking stress relief, improved flexibility, or simply a moment of tranquility in your busy day and life, these classes will provide a nurturing space for you to unwind and connect with yourself from a space of kindness and compassion. Register by emailing carly@deltasyst.com, 2 days before the class. Outreach, support, DeltaSyst has many options. For full details, visit deltasyst.com/counseling.